All right, Gardening with Judy Horton. Now, Yvonne, if you're still listening, had a couple of callers say your rose could have been, and we should say could have been, Judy, a floribunda.
Might have been the word you were looking for, yes, which means lots of flowers. That's what floribunda means.
Of course,
so it's a whole class of roses. So if that's the one you're looking for, then that still covers about 20,000 roses.
And good luck. Back to callers. Hello, Jan.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
Oh, hello, Jan. So you've got an exicum.
Now, I've got this little plant was given to me in a pot, and it's got written on the side of it is exicum.
Exicum.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of a plant is it? Does it grow outside? Does it grow inside?
Oh, it's usually grown inside, Jan. So, yeah. And it's a dear little thing. It's a little flowering plant. It's probably not one that you're going to have for the rest of your life, but it will give you joy for a certain time. Mostly they have blue flowers. Does yours have blue flowers?
White flowers.
Yeah, you can get the white flowered one. Do you know the thing I really like about exicum, though, is that it has a really nice perfume. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
It's such a lovely little indoor plant because it will perfume your room.
And, okay.
It's
dainty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is dainty. To keep it going, you need to have fairly good light.
Yes.
So not sunlight, but just somewhere close enough to a window so it casts a good shadow. If you put your hand there, that's a great way of testing.
Mm. Yes.
So if you can find a spot like that, just water it when it's dry. Let it dry a little bit between waterings and just enjoy it for probably a few months. And then
it's in a small pot. Should I put it into a little bit bigger pot or leave it as it is?
I think that I'd tend to leave it in the pot it's in. It's easier to look after as far as finding pots and places to put it.
Yeah.
If you find it's drying out really quickly and you have to keep on watering it, then put it into a bigger pot. But mostly they'll go in quite a small pot and, as I said, it makes it easier for you to find a spot for it.
Do I have to feed it? Do I have to give it any...
You could give it some slow-release fertiliser if you get some of those slow-release pellets that you get in the margarine container type things. Just sprinkle a few of those around. Not much because it's not growing much, so it doesn't need a heap, but a little tiny couple of pinches probably be a way to go.
And enjoy, all right?
All right.
And in the pot you go. Jan, here's Darren in Brizzy. He's got an issue with his lime tree. G'day, Darren.
Yeah, well, lime tree and a coriander plant, but the lime tree I had planted in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It was going nowhere rapidly, so I transplanted it to a massive, large pot.
Right.
And a friend of mine was there, and she said, "I think that she said that it was grafted. It was a Tahitian line."
Right.
She said that the top part's all dead, and it was growing from the grafted root.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to get leaves, but it's coming up to a year and a bit. I'm getting no action and no lines.
No, okay. So does the bit that's growing, look, there's a couple of things to look for. One is that if it's growing from below the graft, then the leaves usually look quite different. And the other thing is that you can often see where the original plant was grafted, where it's got a little bump where the graft was. And, of course, obviously if the shoots that are coming from below there, then that's a bad sign as well. Looks like normal lime leaves. There's still hope that you're going to get something, and especially if you're happy about where the growth is coming from. Good time to feed it. So some slow-release fertiliser that's suitable for use in pots would be a great thing to do. You can get some of those chicken poo pellets that are specially for citrus or fruit trees as well. So that's a great thing to give it. Make sure it doesn't dry out, but on the other hand, because you've put in a big pot, make sure that it's the water's draining away well. So ideally have the base of the pot raised up so that there's nothing impeding the drainage. And when you water, because you've put it in a big pot, make sure you water right at the base of the plant so the water's going into the roots and not into the outside. See how you go. Oh, and now coriander you were going to ask about too.
Yeah, I had it growing wild in the garden and it was too wild, so I keep trying it in pots, but it just keeps burning out, dying, and I don't know whether I need to put a cover on it.
Oh, look, hopeless trying to grow coriander during the summer, Darren. Yeah. Wait until it cools off, so give it another go in April or thereabouts, and I think you'll find much better luck then.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, you're in the pot, my friend.
Right. Yeah, coriander and Brizzy in summer.
Oh, yeah, in Sydney it's hard enough.
Yeah, exactly. G'day, Lois.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Lois.
How are you?
Oh,
we're good.
Great. And your passion fruit. Is your passion fruit great?
Yeah, I've had the fruit for vine for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely loaded with leaves and it's healthy looking, it's lovely looking, but it gets no passion fruit.
No passion fruit.
Does it get any flowers?
I've had one passion fruit off of it in 2 years.
What about flowers?
No.
No flowers. Mm. Okay, so you have to get the flowers before you will get the fruits.
That's
so,
right.
Okay, yes. So you need to do something to try and encourage these flowers to come along.
What do I feed it with?
Yeah, I would feed it with a – you can actually buy some fertilizers that say that they're for flowering and fruiting,
okay,
or something like that. And I think because it's being so recalcitrant, I'd actually be giving it some of that over the next couple of months. They're usually liquids or ones that you have to keep on applying, but you're probably prepared to do that. And then later in the year, in about August, mm-hmm, give it some citrus food, and that's good for it. The other thing is just, look, I don't want you cutting it back hard, but just make sure that there's plenty of sun getting into it. So if it's all crowded in the middle, lots and lots of leaves, maybe just judiciously get in there with a pair of secateurs, thin out a little bit just so the sun's getting in there. And if you do get any flowers, pollinate them straight away. Get out there, you put your big wings on and you go buzz, buzz, and you move the flowers from one to the other and meet them in the middle so that they actually get pollinated. But I'd say you've possibly missed the boat for this year, Lois. You're probably now looking at next year for your passion fruit. But hope those things help.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your
time.
All right, you're in the pot, Lois.
Okay, bye.
Our passion fruit vine is fantastic. Just ask the possum.
Absolutely.
She'll tell you.
She'll tell you. She eats it all the time.
Starve the lizards. Hello, Tess.
He's such a show-off, isn't he? So, what can I do for you?
Oh, hello, Judy. Look, in one of my pots, I had geraniums in, and they're only in 6 months with fresh soil, and when I had a look, there was grubs in there, small grubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, what do I do with the soil?
Okay, well, is the geranium all right still, or is it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, the geranium's fine, yes. So, look, I would just take the plant out and just look, use your fingers, go through the soil and just take out any of the grubs that you see. You can change over and give fresh mix if you want to.
Yes.
But, you know, it's usually best just to remove them by hand. What they are is I presume they're those curl grubs, the ones that curl.
They're little dark ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, little ones.
Little tiny dark ones.
Not the big white grubs, but no, these are small blackish ones.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, they're probably nothing much to worry about then. There might even be things like robber flies, et cetera. So, look, just make sure that you let that dry out between waterings, because generally if those things like those grubs are flourishing, it means it's moist there all the time.
Oh.
The geranium's not going to like that. I think you might be being too kind to it,
yes,
Tess.
Too much water.
Absolutely. Dry out well before you water it again, and I think that'll discourage those grubs to go else and they'll go elsewhere.
Much.
And you're
good
in the pot.
Tess.
Lovely to hear from you.
In the pot you go. Now, Ethel in Brizzy and Maureen in Brisbane as well, Colin and Lynn and Michael, just hang on a tick. Be back very shortly. Judy Horton in Gardening, 2UE in Sydney and 4BC in Brizzy.